You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Okay, we're stepping into a brand new feature right at this moment, thanks to Audio Culture, where every 2 weeks we take a look at some new or very interesting content, thanks to Audio Culture, and we chat to one of their writers who gives us some background on one of their articles and the music that goes along with it. And welcome to the studio this week, BFM Thursday Drive News contributor.
Hello. Hello, kia ora. What's up?
Now, you have just written a fresh off, hot off the press article on Young, Gifted, yes. and Broke and Years Gone By.
Yes, I got to write this very important piece of history in New Zealand, I guess, contemporary hip hop and music culture.
Assignment? Yep. You got this?
I got the assignment, yep. And I got to speak to Tom Scott for it, and
is Tom Scott the key figure, aka point of contact?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, he doesn't like to be called the leader or anything, but he's like the man who's kind of responsible for bringing this, making this thing, bringing these people together, and doing it all. Yeah.
Can you just give us a bit of a background? So it's a collective of musicians.
Yeah. So it's kind of based on Wu-Tang and I guess the Soulquarians, those kinds of things, as examples. And yeah, it's basically a mixture of musicians, producers, artists, poets, I guess, as well. Just people who, yeah, who I guess were on the fringes of the music community, weren't signed to any major record labels or anything, who just wanted to make some music, make some art, and you put it out there, really.
I feel like the majority of musicians in Aotearoa are on the fringe of the music community, and for anyone trying to make a living in the creative arts sector, it's always hard graft.
Oh, totally. And I think from the get-go, the YGB thing wasn't really about making money as such. It was just about making art, being creative, just letting people have a chance to produce something that their talent could obviously deliver. It wasn't about, oh, we're going to make $1 million from this record, or
yes,
we're going to, you know, sell a lot of records.
I mean, so Sam Smith, B News, what can you tell me about the and of course Audio Culture, what can you tell me about the genesis or the early days of Young, Gifted, and Broke?
So obviously it started in around 2011, and Tom Scott had been in Homebrew, and they'd been around for a few years already. They'd released a few albums on Bandcamp, and he basically decided anyone he kind of got in contact with or met, they were interested, would they be interested in joining this kind of thing that he had going? And it was, yeah, it was basically whoever he met, whoever was interested, and yeah, they came under this umbrella, Young, Gifted, and Broke. So we had people like, I guess, Christoph El Truento. He was one of the producers who produced a lot of the music. We had Tourette's, Third Eye, Razor Beezer. Who else do we have? We had Sidesteps Quintet. We had Louis Nux. We had Team Dynamite. It was various people, mainly in the kind of R&B and hip-hop sphere. And they formed a super group of sorts as well, At Peace, who were quite prolific as well. Yeah, so it was a variety of different people.
At some point, Tom Scott cruised over to Australia for a bit. When was that?
That was around 2014. It was during that period that he was kind of balancing At Peace, but also he started Average Rap Band as well. And that's kind of when he was getting into that. It was in Melbourne, actually, when he also started writing the music for his Avondale Bowling Club record, which came out a few years after that. But yeah, that was right. Because the other thing about Young, Gifted, and Broke is that they did these like music showcases that they put on to promote various, young talent, and they took that to Australia and did a few shows over there as well while the various people involved were living in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And that was a good way that they felt they were going to showcase a lot of the young talent that was directly and indirectly involved in what YGB was doing. Yeah.
Nice. Now, Sam Smith, you've got a track from At Peace queued up. Tell us about the song.
So this is from the At Peace, their final record, Plutonium Noise Symphony, which is kind of, I guess, considered their classic album. I think it got a Tate Prize nomination. Mm-hmm. I think it came out around late 2014, I think, from memory. And just after that, they kind of split up. So, yeah, this is a great spacey kind of psychedelic rap track. The whole album is kind of like this. It's kind of a spacey album. I guess you could say it's a bit of a concept album. And yeah, it's just a very good experimental track that kind of captures the essence of At Peace for sure.
Chatting to Sam Smith from audioculture.co.nz, and we're talking about the brand new article that has been published about Tom Scott's record label Young, Gifted and Broke, and Years Gone By. Like, what I mean, for the article, you spent a bit of time with Tom Scott.
Yeah, I got to speak to him for about an hour to kind of pick his brain of the whole thing and what its conception and what it was, and yeah, everything about it. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that really stuck out from the conversation that you had with him?
Yeah, just I guess how it was the culture around YGB is something that's always struck me as being quite interesting, because it's kind of attracted a lot of, I guess you could say, disaffected young people, particularly males, and they've kind of felt like being part of a tribe, I guess you could say, or a group that they could relate to. And I think a lot of that came down to them. I mean, the big thing about YGB that they did very well was that they had a very strong merch game. Mm-hmm. They had like cassette tapes and T-shirts, and they even had an apron which had like the Colonel from KFC on it, except with KFC you had YGB instead. That was pretty cool. And I think a lot of young people gravitated towards YGB at the time. Then that was something that really struck me, and I think that was not coincidental. I think that was the purpose behind it, and he was doing that quite deliberately to mm-hmm. reach out to those sorts of people, because a lot of the lyrics and a lot of his music, I know, are kind of relate to a lot of young people in New Zealand, particularly poor people or just disaffected people, and just the themes that he used to, or still does, rap about.
Did Homebrew and Tom Scott have a bit of have an experience with major labels in the early days?
Yeah, I think something happened with their the record they put out, the self-titled record, where they signed a dodgy deal and lost the rights to their music, which I think they've only just managed to sort out, or are in the process of sorting out, in the last couple of years or so. Yeah, they definitely did have some run-ins with some dodgy record label people.
Did you touch on that at
all? No, I didn't really get a chance to touch on that, but I know for a fact it was a sticking point for them. Like, they weren't making any money off that record that did so well and was like number one in the country and earned them some music awards for sure.
Now, you've queued up a song from the Side Steps
Quintet. Yeah,
so tell me about this.
They're an interesting group that includes Honey Be Good, who just the other year released a really good album called Birds of Paradise with Kay Saba on the Years Gone By label, and also Tyra Hammond, who was in Open Souls a way back as well.
Tyra Hammond and the Tornadoes.
Yeah, her. Yep. And that was kind of a fusion of jazz, soul, R&B, and like rap. And they were definitely one of the bands that featured prominently in those YGB years.
Mm-hmm. As I explain how I've come to this conclusion, please listen, you may learn something if you don't follow what the man's about, but run a different route. He isn't your maker, he'll just slowly take you to a place you never wanna go. A place where people look the same, talk the same. No, I know my name. No, you can't shift me. Why? 'Cause I hold my own keys. I ain't here to follow the
following the music and tuning alert as it turns. I'm moving a similar circle, soothing the blues and the bruise and the hurt and the hurdle, the bullshit, the burden of human diversion. You listen, you learning through this, you was serving the purpose, curing the world of impertinent persons, fueling the work of a few who view earth as a pure engine, purring and permanent turbulent curves, improving the word for this dirt. So do a serpent and worm, so is the circle of ferns, certainly terse. So many search for soul, the soul of the earth, as knowing that birth, though becomes first, broke becomes servants, hope to purchase coat and bourbon, though deserts is cold, uncertain alone, we hurt in the moment to burst and go berserk, openly curse and hold as your worst, close the curtain, got stoned and rolled a verse.
Sidestep Quintet.
Yes.
Selected by Sam Smith, B News, who's also a contributing writer to audioculture.co.nz with a brand new article from or about Young, Gifted and Broke, aka Years Gone By.
Yeah. And that's where they're at now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like they've transitioned from a collective into like a kind of an official record label.
Mm-hmm.
And they made that, Tom Scott made that move, I think around 2018. He kind of put the Youngest and Broke concept to bed and was like, I'm going to try and make a proper record label and try and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that he wasn't young or broke anymore.
Did he talk about what it was like to try and form a record label and officially put out other people's music?
I mean, yes. I mean, he kind of realized that now that he's a father and he's got a family to feed, he's got to think about money and,
mm-hmm.
you know, finance and all that kind of thing. And he was like, he wanted to like showcase a lot of artists who, like I said at the start, were kind of on the fringes or maybe not getting a major label deal or something. Mm-hmm. And
I sort of feel like the collective as a whole is sort of the high watermark for hip hop in Aotearoa. Would you say that this is kind of the case
in recent years? For sure. I mean, they're kind of like the benchmark. And you see that with a lot of the younger rappers coming through. A lot of them are very much influenced by YGB and the artists, particularly people like Church and AP and Dead Forest and Adam Tukidi, those types of people who we play on BFM quite regularly.
Mm-hmm.
They're all big Tom Scott stans and Team Dynamite stans. And yeah, I think for sure they're like the benchmark of how to run a successful hip-hop collective.
Mm.
I
mean, I guess on that note, Tom Scott has put out the new Mata TK record.
Yeah, so that was a big success last year. It got some music award nominations and was critically acclaimed. For many people, it was their album of the year. And yeah, that was put out in Years Gone By. That's basically what he's trying to do with this label, is give a chance to artists on the fringes or who might have, the careers might have been winding down, but give them a second chance to put out something, and where music and creativity is kind of at the heart of the whole thing, not money.
Mm-hmm.
And that album was very successful. And he's also put out the new Team Dynamite album, which came out last year. He's put out his own Avondale Bowling Club album, which was a massive success, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
He's got new music coming as well this year. I believe he's got another Avondale Bowling Club record coming out. So yeah, that's kind of the vehicle or the area where Young, Gifted and Broke is headed now. It's with Years Gone By. Yep.
Right. So, well, thank you very much, Sam Smith, B News, and also audioculture.co.nz.
My pleasure.
Yeah, if people are curious, check out the article. Just head to audioculture. It's pretty easy to find. We're going to go out on some Mata TK.
Yeah, we're going to play a track from that album, Bad Meditation, which is called Every Whore Is a Star, and it features Troy Kingy. So a nice feature there, and yeah, it's a great track.
On 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just